What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Hit us up at James_Levesque on Instagram, Twitter. I love hearing from you. I do. People add me in their stories like every day. I love it. People are on Facebook asking what podcast you listen to. Look, the best thing you do is all free content. We just loving you. We're doing this together. The more you let people know, the greater it is. And let me tell you, we're about to hit 100,000 downloads in less than a year. And that's really, that's unheard of. So, you know, without a podcasting background, I got MJ with me today, you know, who has a great background in this. And the Lord just spoke to him, let's do this. And it was really amazing. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. We're going to call this Throwback Faith. I'm not sure I can get through with this in one episode, but I'm going to bring y'all in on a journey. When we bought our property, in our first property in New London, it was an old church. We love it. I mean, I was walking around it the other day. It looks amazing. It was a 750-seat sanctuary that was used during the Great Awakening, one of the first 30 churches in America built. So you can imagine, you know, it's kind of gothic looking, really attractive. Well, then when you went inside, I mean, we're a bunch of young people. Wasn't that attractive? Other than like one time this major dude from LA came in and was like, oh, these red carpets, ew, we would never change these if we're in LA. I'm like, yeah, but you're in New London, Connecticut, so these red carpets got to go. Because he thought it was like cool and hipster. I'm like, not here. It's old. So I remember the day that I was like, okay, we're going to remove the pews. Pew is not a good word. So I didn't want the pews. I'm like, the hymnal books, they're paperweights, let's get rid of them. So we didn't chuck the hymnals, we put them at the top in the crypt, which, yeah, there's a place in this church called a crypt. And one day when somebody was cleaning out the attic, they said to me, hey, pastor, we found a really old hymnal. I'm wondering if you just want it. I'm obviously not to sing hymns, but just if you want it for like, you know, whatever, memory, keepsake, whatever. I said, yeah, bring it to me. And he brought me the hymnal on my desk, and I'm just thinking, man, you know, this is like foundation stuff, you know what I mean? Like, hymns shaped this world. So I did something that I never thought I'd do. I cracked one open. And I started reading some of these hymns. Good Lord, are you kidding me? First of all, it is nothing like the worship songs today. Now, look, I'm coming from a place of still telling you I don't know hymns, so don't get offended at me, you weirdos. I opened this hymnal. Dude, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. People would write the most craziest things you've ever heard. I mean, you just open any hymnal up. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Though my best thought, day or night, walking and sleeping, thy presence is my light. I mean, but these hymns would have like 100 verses to them. And I realized something at that moment. I love new. I love everything about today, right? I would never want to be born in another era. This is the best. I love information. I love things fast. I love just everything, right? I love everything. But sometimes I wish there was two things we could turn the clock back on. One is food. Because quite frankly, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, they didn't have to deal with Monsanto. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Crazy food. And the other thing I wish we could turn the clock on is our faith. Look, there was just a different era in those days of faith. Today you got worship leaders trying to write songs high and drunk or just having get a little loose. It's so demonic. These people, you know why they wrote their hymns? Because they lost kids. Because they went through hell and back, and God was their anchor. And they had encounters with God, and they wrote these hymns. And there's no doubt it's fully understandable why these hymns shaped this world for us. And of course, I'm not advocating going back to a hymnal movement, but I think some of us young people need to get a little checkup. I think it's good to maybe touch your heritage and realize what shaped this world for God and what look, if somebody's handing you a baton in a race, how do you not even know what you're grabbing onto? And so in some ways, I think we need to go back to principles that matter. When was the last time you heard a message on the blood? Come on, guys. When was the last? I'm not just talking about one worship song that screams the same word over and over again 5 times. I'm talking about a real message on the blood. It's time that we change. It's time we get back to the things that shape this world for God. And in many ways, we need to get some throwback faith. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up? We're talking about throwback faith. And really me just cracking open a hymnal recently and realizing that, man, we've come so far. You know, songs are a little different. Look, I love worship today. Most of my friends are worship leaders you listen to. But I'm going to tell you right now, we've got to get back to some of the principles of these hymns. I'm going to offend you with my next statement. I'm sure I can make a greater case that the sign of this is going to, I guarantee it's going to offend everybody, and I don't care. Why isn't the symbol of Christianity blood? Why is it a cross? Why isn't it a flame? Think about that. You know why? Because the cross is marketable. You can sell a cross. You can put it on your neck and put it on a bumper sticker and it wouldn't offend anybody. Blood? Please. They couldn't handle Mel Gibson's movie years ago because it was so gory. How would you think this is a cakewalk for Jesus? The blood that was shed on the cross, what happened after that cross, the blood was shed, the body was broken, resurrection power, that's the articles of Christianity, not cross in itself. What it has no meaning to it. The Catholics still put them on the thing. Think about that. It's just marketable. It's like it doesn't offend us. You can put it on your... No one wants blood as the symbol of Christianity. And we take that easy, you know, it's like, I want to digest it. Yeah. The dude bled, was slaughtered. They couldn't recognize him. His face was mangled. And you think because you have two nails crossed, like you're in your youth group on your Bible cover, you're in? Makes no sense to me. We've lost the power of what really went on. Nobody wants to talk about the blood. Do you realize that the blood is the reason we have access? Do you realize that Jesus knew this day would exist? Because the day before he left, he sat with the ones closest to him and said, look, I'm out of here, but please, every time you get together, do this in remembrance of me. Drink this cup and remember my blood. Why? Because I know there's going to come a day in 2018 that you're going to act out of your ever-loving mind like I didn't do this for you. Because I know that all hell over the ages of Christianity are going to try to convince you that that blood wasn't what it was. Do you have any idea when my body was broken? Eat the cracker. Think about this. What Jesus wanted us to remember leaving Golgotha wasn't a cross. It was blood and flesh. I know it's going to be hard for you to understand what I'm telling you, but this is radical stuff. That wasn't the point. I love what the cross stands for. Don't be weird. There's one behind me as I preach every week. But what we were supposed to take out of that was not two wooden 2x4s. It was flesh and blood. And when that blood was shed, it gave you access. It gave you an ability to touch the throne. It gave you forgiveness. And it opened you up to a realm in Christianity that we wouldn't otherwise understand. And I believe that we're stepping into a day where some of these things, some of y'all need to get back to your roots. In Louisiana, the Lord started speaking to me about the blood. I mean, we had like a impromptu hymnal. People started breaking out, singing about the blood. Because heroes to me are people like Annie Hawks. Annie Hawks was 37 years old. She had a bunch of kids, a lot of pressure. Her husband was out working all the time. She loved God. And in one bright June morning of 1872, she felt such a sense of nearness to the Master. And she was wondering how she could live any moment without him, whether in joy or pain. And she just took a time out. She walked out to the field, left her kids in the house, felt overwhelmed. And she looks up to the sky, and these words just came out of her mouth as she sung. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, Lord, I need thee. And she just began to pour her soul out to the Lord. And in that moment, would have become one of the greatest songs that D.L. Moody ever sang at every single one of his gospel campaigns. From a mother who was overwhelmed and couldn't imagine living a moment without Jesus. As we go today, friends, we got a lot more to cover on this subject. It's important that we get some throwback faith. It's important that we understand the principles and the truth that shaped our world for God. We love you.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.